This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Hundreds of Harvey evacuees are in Dallas shelters, and soon that may be thousands. Among the evacuees, children who need to go to school. We take a look at how Dallas is preparing to get these kids to class. We're at the Walnut Hill Recreation Center a few miles north of downtown Dallas. It was the city's first shelter set up for Harvey evacuees. Some who fled Hurricane Harvey have been here nearly a week already. That's given Crystal Braddock from the Houston suburb of Pasadena a chance to get her bearings and figure out her kids' school options.
I left early before the storm. Something just told me just to get out, so I left. I have seven kids, so I just wanted to be on the safe side because we got stuck during Hurricane Ike, and I didn't want to go through that again.
At the shelter, Braddock learned about Good Shepherd Episcopal School, the private campus located near the rec center. It offered free classes and transportation. Braddock took the offer. Son Armani, who's 9, likes it.
The people here are nice. I went to art.
Head of Good Shepherd, Julie McLeod, realized quickly that her school was close to the shelter. That's when she worked fast with her team to bring shelter kids to Good Shepherd.
We knew we needed to try to pull something together to make it a memorable first day of school for them and also to give them a little more normalcy in their world. Right now it's pretty turned upside down. And to give the parents a little bit of time to start thinking through some of their options and things like that.
McLeod says the experience has been memorable for all the kids at Good Shepherd. Heaven Boatner is an 11-year-old fifth grader from Houston. What did she do at Good Shepherd?
Play games, do work, and go to recess and PE.
And what did she learn?
Show respect, be kind, and be playful and helpful.
This helpful school plan isn't expected to last forever. Good Shepherd stepped up temporarily, in part because it could, according to McLeod.
Being an independent school and a smaller one, too, you're a little more nimble. Right. So we don't have to turn to Titanic. We just have to turn our little ship.
The big ship is the Dallas Independent School District. Superintendent Michaelina Hosa says more than 100 evacuees have already started in Dallas ISD. The state considers student evacuees in shelters to be homeless. That means they're entitled to an education in the local public school. Ina Hosa says the district is ready for students who've been traumatized by the storm and may still be.
The ones that come here are the ones that have nowhere else to go. And so we'll just kind of play it by ear. We're prepared no matter what. Luckily, we have capacity at a number of schools.
Students staying in shelters will attend Dallas schools nearest to them. Transportation's provided. Ina Hosa says the district wants to make school as worry-free as possible for families in shelters.
They don't have to worry about shot records. They don't have to worry about other records. We have 30 days to get shot records. We have all kinds of time to get other records because these students are actually designated as homeless and school is comfortable and familiar to them, even if it's in a different location.
Ina Hosa says Dallas ISD learned a lot from Hurricane Katrina in 2005 when the district welcomed students fleeing that storm. One lesson? He doesn't figure this to end anytime soon.
So this could be several weeks and months. I expect that we'll have a significant number of students here when the calendar turns to 2018.
How many? Ina Hosa's not sure, but says he wouldn't be surprised if at least 500 students end up in Dallas schools. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.